these, he could hear the music, his music, Holy One, Mean Woman, and Wasted Days on the radio, but he could no longer push it, you know? And so everything came to a halt. So when I found these charts, he was at number 84. He was moving up to 82, that like 2 weeks after. And then I think it stopped because he was in prison. But when I saw who was on that list, Elvis Presley, Paul Anka, B.B. King, anybody was on that list. It was just amazing. Anyway, I put these links on there. It's in the book. And it's, as a matter of fact, it might be also in my website, TammyLorraineHuerta.com. You can, I posted up his discography and those links where you can see all that. But what I learned from him, there's just too much. I learned that nobody gives you anything. And to basically, you know, I'm like dominant like him. You don't ask, you take it, you know. There's nothing given to you. You want it, you have to go out and get it, you know. He walked barefooted from gig to gig when he was a kid, you know, from gringo place, a cantina to the next, you know, shoe shining and singing, you know. And that, you know, I didn't realize, you know, all the time why he wasn't home either, you know. That brought a lot of, you know, unsettlement there with my parents, you know, and him being all over the world and never home. But he was always hardly ever home either when I was little, too, you know, because he'd work all week and then at night he'd be out on the honky-tonks, you know, and then, of course, he took me out to many of them when we lived in New Orleans, right there on French, at the French Quarter, you know. And but during the daytime, you know, and that was our life, you know. And he would play music in the living room, but I know that when he passed away, then it just hit me, you know. It just when Congressman was there talking about my dad, and Governor Perry was there, and all these people were getting up, people I never even met before, you know, and that he was famous, that Freddie was famous, the only man that he knew that was famous for having two names, and that was Baldemar Huerta, a.k.a. Freddie Fender, you know. And it's just like, well, then it just like was dawning on me, well, you know, I never had a dad, a real dad, because he was just like never home, you know. I mean, I remember one time, you know, several times actually, he would just take a plane and come in for a few hours, just so we could see him for a few hours within 3 months. You know, and sometimes we just had to go hang out with him in Los Angeles, you know, and be in the limousines, and because he'd be working all day, and you know, with Johnny Carson and so forth, you know, on Burbank Street, you know, and but I realized this. What I'm saying is that he didn't belong to us; he belonged to the people. You know, he was public domain, and that. So when I do things today, He reminds me, it's always about the people. It's not about you, you know, and to get out of self, you know. And then when you give of yourself, you know, that's what happened to him. He gave so much of himself, so much to everyone that he touched, and remembered your name, everything, and your uncles and aunts and people. I mean, who can remember stuff like that? But he did. He did, and, you know, it just... I could, you know, it just reminded me that it was just always about the people, and that, you know, just to, he got, what he left here, he got tenfold back, all the love, and he took that with him when he died that day, and so I was pleased with that. Yes, we wanted more life. Yes, he wanted more life, and yes, I was angry. Yes, I was, all the sorrow and all the laughter and the joy and the sadness, everything I had to go into the book. So it is raw, and I have to tell folks and give them heads up. It's very intense, and a lot of areas are very sad, very heartfelt, and then some is very funny, you know. but it's life, you know. And Freddie never... He would tell people when he'd come out in those TV shows, and he would tell you a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but he never would tell you, because he wasn't petty like that, never. He would never actually tell you the magnitude of what he really went through, but I did.
Yeah.
I told it for him, because he couldn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that's so obvious about this book, Tammy, is that you have so much of yourself in this book. You can, I mean, just going through it, it is such a labor of love on your part. Incredible. It really is an incredible book.
Yes. I understand that people don't like to read. I don't like to read books. I mean, unless they're like maybe romance books. And I haven't done that in a long time. But, and they say, oh, it's Freddie Fender, how awesome. But no, this is not what I did for you. He didn't want that. You know, and as a matter of fact, I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, reading a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. because around, I explained that he wanted to write a book, but he wanted you to know what really important to him. He wanted you to know him. He wanted you to get him. That's how Freddie wanted. Do you get me? Mm-hmm. But you can't get me either if you don't read it. And I know that. So I am working on an audiobook right now, as a matter of fact. So and I may use my voice, I think. Mm-hmm. Because the way I tell it, you know, you can hear something 100 times and it just doesn't hit you, right? Mm-hmm. But you could hear it just one time. It's how the person relays it that just it just gets you, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what I know I did. And it's for you to judge, but I know what I have. And Freddie is an awesome subject in mm-hmm. every aspect that you can think of.
Oh, yes.
You know, poverty, drugs, I mean, domestic violence, you know, from rags to riches, an amazing singer where they're just, you know, such a selfless person, a Christian, just gave so much of himself, you know. But I had to do it all. I couldn't just do one, how wonderful he was, and he really rocked. Because you know what? He didn't always rock like that. Because, you know, there's a lot of things my dad, you know, in the fast lifestyle that he didn't do, and it hurt us. But he also rocked, you know, and it's mixed. It's conflicting. And that's why I have you going from chapter to chapter. It's just like they're just, you know, you really can't put it down once you start, you mm-hmm. know. And it's like, well, what's happening next? Oh, my God, that really? It's like, and it's it might even make you mad, you know. But I said it the way it was. And like my daddy always said, tell it like it is. And I did. Mm-hmm. And I really did. And I basically what I did for quite a few years, you know, almost a decade, I did lock myself in the room, and I gave you everything that I had. I can't sing like my daddy, you know, but I pretty much did that in this book, but in print. And so I honored him by doing this, and I hope you read it, because if you loved Freddie and his music, he's telling you something. He wants to tell you something, and it's gonna cross over to the second book, and you'll see what I mean. And he always said, but you have to start at the beginning, and that's what I did with his grandparents, how they got here. And I'd like to just read this real
yes,
quick, Stuart.
Yes, please, please.
From My Eyes by Freddie Fender. I would like them to write a book. Hopefully, they will do a film on that. But I don't want them to write a real book, none of this lucky, honky-dory, poor boy from the Rio Grande Valley, and he did really well, that they could root for and all that. No, I want the dark side, the bad things about cocaine and the heroin shooting in my veins with the bad stuff of drug issues, the penitentiary, divorcing my wife, and why and all that. I want things that were significant in my life. Again, none of this honky-dory, poor boy stuff. I would like that. I would also like to do good things, but that are in the eyes of God. I don't want to be a priest or gospel singer, but I do want him happy with what I am doing. Whoever gets to write this book, I hope it is the right one, because if one writes it in another way, and with just any little change, it will not hit the nail on the head. It is like a bad recording of a good song. So whoever writes the book, I just hope is the right one. As far as for being honored, honor to you might mean a lot of things, but honor to me means that he or she would be the right one. And I would appreciate them wishing me that. Thank you, Stuart.
Mm-hmm.